I am on the phone with Pastor Trina Harrison. How are you?
I am doing so good, Randy. It's so good to hear your voice again.
Likewise, I miss the days when you all would come in and we would sit down in the studio and talk to each other about everything.
Everything. Life talk, music talk, everything. We have to catch up.
Absolutely. Well, you and J.J. Harrison are the pastors of the Gathering Place in D.C. I want to say one thing. I kind of said y'all need a church back in the day. And JJ was like, no.
He has always fought this. That's how I know it's God, because only God could put JJ Harrison and Trina Harrison in a position where we would be pastoring. But it is one of the joys. It's a challenge, but it's also one of the joys of our life.
Absolutely.
Very vibrant church. Yeah. So we're very happy about that.
I see, you know, the clips on social media, of course, and I get really excited when I'm seeing you preach and then you break into singing. Sister, you got the oil.
Thank you so much. Like I said, it had to be God, because this was definitely not in my preview. Like I couldn't imagine myself doing it, but it was something where, well, I think both JJ and I, we're in a stage of life now where we're just saying yes to God no matter what that looks like. And even, you know, no matter how afraid we are of what it looks like, we're just yielded at this point in ministry. And so whatever God says do, then that's what we're doing. So that's how I end up on the stage. And that's how I end up breaking out into song, just being yielded to God.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. Listen, I got an email about a new EP. Now, we're always, you know, hearing about J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise, which, you know, you've sung with for the whole time as well. But you have your own EP out right now.
I know. It's so surreal. I almost don't even feel like you're talking about me. Again, it's just one of those things where we're being yielded to God. God deals with me in dreams. And one morning I woke up and I started hearing a song really loud in my ears. And so I gave the music to JJ, thinking that this would be something that he would add to one of his projects. I did not see it as something that I would do on my own. And then he started saying, Trina, you can do this. You can do this. Let's just put it out there. And then finally it hit me in my spirit that, you know, God, you entrusted me with this for a reason. And even though I have no idea who this, you know, music is going to touch or anything like that, again, I just decided to just yield to God and just do it. And so by faith, I put it out there. We released it. And thank God it has been touching people's lives everywhere. And of course, I could not do an album without having JJ Harrison write on it.
Right.
And so Nothing Else is a song that he wrote. When I heard that song, I said, okay, I'll take a stab at it now.
Wow.
and so it became what it is. And you can feel the presence of God in the music. You can hear JJ Harrison in the music. And then, of course, you can hear the ministry of Trina Harrison through the music as well.
Well, you guys recorded this live. It's an 8-track EP, and the name of the project is Sanctified Live from Ancient Oil, which is one of your conferences.
Yes, yes. It's been about 3 years now that I've been hosting a conference called Ancient Oil, and that was birthed out of the fact that I come from, I'm a little bit older than what I actually look. And I come from a background of pure holiness. And I'm not talking about just wearing white and no makeup and everything. I'm talking about a consecrated and a set apart lifestyle for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted a conference that would return back to that. I wanted the purity of it. I am very particular and I'm very sensitive to the spirit about who we invite to have an ancient oil, because we want to see miracles that mm-hmm. we read about in the Bible and even that we hear about with Smith, Wigglesworth and, you know, Catherine Kuhlman. We want to see that in present time.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that it calls for a sacrificial lifestyle. So the sacrificial lifestyle coupled with the power of God, to me, just lays a foundation for miracles to happen. And that's what ancient oil is birthed out of.
Wow.
And making the music collide with ancient oil was just an explosion. And so I admonish everyone. We're going to do ancient oil every year. So I admonish everyone to stay tuned and come out and see what the Lord is doing.
Absolutely. Well, the single, again, is called Nothing Else. Tell me about it.
Yes. If you love J.J. Harrison music, you are going to love, you might not even love my voice, but you're going to love this song because of the fact that it is the quintessential writing of J.J. Harrison, and it is a powerful song. We want nothing else but the power of God to dwell amongst us. We want his power, his anointing, his oil. We want all of that. And so that's why it's called Nothing Else. And so I hope you all enjoy it, and I hope it ministers to you in an unimaginable way.
Trina Harrison, and the name of the song, Nothing Else, from the EP called Sanctified, live from Ancient Oil. Trina, it has been a pleasure having you on the show today. You know I love you.
We love you too, Randy. Like I said, we have to catch up. We do life talk and everything, ministry talk, and so it was good to catch up with you, and I'm sure we'll be in touch again.
And how can they find the project and you all on social media?
Well, the project is anywhere that you get your music, all streaming networks and everything. It's all over Apple Music, Spotify, and on Instagram, you can follow me. I am at Trina Harrison, and you will hear all things Sanctified and all things Ancient Oil.
Absolutely. I love following you. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you. Love you much.